Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin. My name is Ram Goldar, and today we're going to Shavuos Daf Chav Dal, the third parak Shavuos Shtaim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yochanan explained that a Shavua not to eat nevelos took effect because he included permitted items in a Shavua using the principle of Isser Kolel. Reish Lakish rejected Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation because he holds Isser Kolel only applies be Isser Abba Me'ilav, with a prohibition which comes by itself, meaning a standard Isser imposed by the Torah, for example Yom Kippur, which imposes a second prohibition on eating nevela along with all permitted foods. But be Isser Al Yidei Atzma, with a prohibition which comes about through the man himself, such as a Shavua where the person creates the Isser, the principle of Isser Kolel does not apply. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon held that one who eats nevela does not transgress his shvuah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is that Rabbi Shimon entirely rejects the principle of Isser Kolel, as he said in a braisa that one who eats nevela on Yom Kippur is pater, in opposition to the Rabban. Although Yom Kippur prohibits eating all foods, Rabbi Shimon holds its prohibition still does not take effect on nevela. Point number two, Tanaim argue about Isser Kolel, a more inclusive prohibition where the second Isser prohibits more items than the first, such as eating on Yom Kippur, if that second Isser takes effect on items already prohibited, such as Nevela. Rav explains the opinion who does hold that Isser Kolel takes effect on the first prohibition, midi dahavi a Isser Mosif. It's similar to a more expansive prohibition where the second Isser adds to the prohibition already on this item, for example, forbidden food becoming prohibited even in benefit. Just as with Isser Mosif, the second Isser, the second eating prohibition, takes effect alongside its new aspect, the prohibited benefit, so too with Isser Kolel, the second Isser impacts the already prohibited items alongside the formerly permitted items. The opinion who rejects Isser Kolel, Rabbi Shimon, holds a second Isser only takes effect by Isser Mosif, which is an expanded prohibition, b'chada chasika, in a single item, as opposed to Isser Kolel, which is b'shtei chasichos, in two items, i.e. the new prohibition forbids a different item. And point number three, Rav said that according to the opinion who holds Isser Kolel, if one swears not to eat figs, and then swears not to eat figs and grapes, since the Shavua takes effect regarding grapes, it also takes effect on figs, so eating figs would transgress both Shavuos. The Gemara asks that this seems obvious and explains that one might have thought, as Reish Lakish held, that the second Isser only takes effect with an Isser which comes by itself, but not with Isser Abba Me'atzmo, a prohibition which comes through the man himself. So Rav taught this isn't so. This was challenged from a Mishnah which teaches that a single act of eating can obligate four chatos and one asham, where a tummy person ate chalev, which was both kachim and noser on Yom Kippur. Rav Meir adds a fifth chatas if he carried it in his mouth on Shabbos. According to Rava, the Mishnah should have listed a fifth chatas, where he additionally swore not to eat dates or chalev, which takes effect on the chalev alongside the dates. Six explanations are given why the Tana did not teach this additional chatas. So once again, the three points are number one. On the previous daf, Rabbi Yochanan explained that a shvua not to eat nevelos took effect because he included permitted items in a shvua using the principle of Isser Kolel. Reish Lakish rejected Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation because he holds Isser Kolel only applies be Isser Abba Me'ilav, with a prohibition which comes by itself, meaning a standard Isser imposed by the Torah, for example Yom Kippur, which imposes a second prohibition on eating nevela along with all permitted foods. But be Isser Al Yidei Atzma, with a prohibition which comes about through the man himself, such as a Shavua where the person creates the Isser, the principle of Isser Kolel does not apply. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon held that one who eats nevela does not transgress his shvuah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is that Rabbi Shimon entirely rejects the principle of Isser Kolel, as he said in a braisa that one who eats nevela on Yom Kippur is pater, in opposition to the Rabban. Although Yom Kippur prohibits eating all foods, Rabbi Shimon holds its prohibition still does not take effect on nevela. Point number two, Tanaim argue about Isser Kolel, a more inclusive prohibition where the second Isser prohibits more items than the first, such as eating on Yom Kippur, if that second Isser takes effect on items already prohibited, such as Nevela. Rav explains the opinion who does hold that Isser Kolel takes effect on the first prohibition, midi dahavi a Isser Mosif. It's similar to a more expansive prohibition where the second Isser adds to the prohibition already on this item, for example, forbidden food becoming prohibited even in benefit. Just as with Isser Mosif, the second Isser, the second eating prohibition, takes effect alongside its new aspect, the prohibited benefit, so too with Isser Kolel, the second Isser impacts the already prohibited items alongside the formerly permitted items. The opinion who rejects Isser Kolel, Rabbi Shimon, holds a second Isser only takes effect by Isser Mosif, which is an expanded prohibition, b'chada chasika, in a single item, as opposed to Isser Kolel, which is b'shtei chasichos, in two items, i.e. the new prohibition forbids a different item. And point number three, Rava said that according to the opinion who holds Isser Kolel, if one swears not to eat figs, and then swears not to eat figs and grapes, since the Shavua takes effect regarding grapes, it also takes effect on figs, so eating figs would transgress both Shavuos. The Gemara asks that this seems obvious and explains that one might have thought, as Reish Lakish held, that the second Isser only takes effect with an Isser which comes by itself, but not with Isser Abba Me'atzmo, a prohibition which comes through the man himself. So Rava taught this isn't so. This was challenged from a Mishnah which teaches that a single act of eating can obligate four chatos and one asham, where a tummy person ate chalev, which was both kachim and noser on Yom Kippur. Rav Meir adds a fifth chatas if he carried it in his mouth on Shabbos. According to Rava, the Mishnah should have listed a fifth chatas, where he additionally swore not to eat dates or chalev, which takes effect on the chalev alongside the dates. Six explanations are given why the Tana did not teach this additional chatas. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Dalet, and our standard Siman is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The man who was liable to a chatas for eating nevela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bama Elav, and violated again via an Isser Mosif when he ate nevela he had made hektish, sitting in a second pitcher, was surprised to learn that an Isser Kolel even applies with an Isser Abal Yidei Atzma when his friend who swore not to eat figs and then swore not to eat figs and grapes ate figs from a pitcher and violated both O's. Once again, slow motion. The man who was liable to a chatas for eating nevela from a pitcher, that must more on Dav Chav Dalet, Kad. The man who was liable to a chatas for eating nevela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bama Elav, which reminds us, on the previous Dav, Rabbi Yochanan explained that a Shvua not to eat nevelas took effect because he included permitted items in the Shvua using the principle of Isser Kolel. Reish Lakish rejected Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation because he holds Isser Kolel only applies to Isser Habama Elav, with a prohibition which comes by itself, meaning a standard Isser imposed by the Torah, for example Yom Kippur, which imposes a second prohibition on eating nevela along with permitted items, but be Isser Baal Yidei Atzma, with a prohibition which comes about through the man himself, such as a Shvua, where the person creates the Isser, the principle of Isser Kolel does not apply. So the man who is liable to a chatas for eating nevela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bama Elav, and violated again via an Isser Mosif when he ate nevela he had made hektish, sitting in a second pitcher, which reminds us, Tanaim argue about Isser Kolel, a more inclusive prohibition, where the second Isser prohibits more items than the first, such as eating on Yom Kippur, if that second Isser takes effect on items already prohibited, such as nevela. Rav explains the opinion who does hold that Isser Kolel takes effect on the first prohibition. Midi dahave a Isser Mosif. It's similar to a more expansive prohibition, where the second Isser adds to the prohibition already on this item, meaning forbidden food becoming prohibited, even in benefit. So the man who is liable to a chatzis for eating nevela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bama Elav, and violated again via an Isser Mosif when he ate nevela he had made hektish, sitting in a second pitcher, was surprised to learn that an Isser Kolel even applies with an Isser Abal Yidei Atzmo when his friend who swore not to eat figs and then swore not to eat figs and grapes ate figs from a pitcher and violated both O's, which reminds us, Rava said that according to the opinion who holds of Isser Kolel, if one swears not to eat figs, and then swears not to eat figs and grapes, since the Shvua takes effect regarding grapes, it also takes effects on figs, so eating figs would transgress both Shvuos. The Gemara asks that this seems obvious and explains that one might have thought, as Reish Lakish held, that the second Isser only takes effect with an Isser which comes by itself, but not with an Isser Abba Me'atzmo, a prohibition which comes through the man himself, so Rava taught, this isn't so. So once again, the man who is liable to a chatas for eating nevela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bama Elav, and violated again via an Isser Mosif when he ate nevela he had made hektish, sitting in a second pitcher, was surprised to learn that an Isser Kolel even applies with an Isser Abal Yidei Atzmo when his friend who swore not to eat figs and then swore not to eat figs and grapes ate figs from a pitcher and violated both O's. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara, Daf Chaf. So the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Shavuos cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. At the Shavuos Cafe, where one patron said, "I swear I will not eat this muffin," followed by his friend who said, "This muffin should be like that muffin," which reminds us, the third parak primarily discusses swearing to do or not to do something. Amoraim discuss matpis b'shvuah, one who attaches to an oath, meaning he swore not to eat a certain loaf, and then said about another loaf, "This loaf should be like that one." Abai says, "Kamotzi shvuah mepiv dami." He's like one who expresses a shvuah with his mouth and is bound to it. Rava holds he is not kamotzi shvuah mepiv and is not bound to it. So at the Shavuos Cafe, where one patron said, "I swear I will not eat this muffin," followed by his friend who said, "This muffin should be like that muffin," and at another table, a man was chai for a Shavuos Sheker on the future, while his friend was chai for a Shavuos Shav on the past, which reminds us, Rav Dimi quotes Rabbi Yochanan defining which prohibition applies to which type of Shavuos transgression. Ochal v'lo ochal, if one swears I'll eat or I will not eat and then violates a Shavuos Sheker, it is categorized as a false Shavuos made false by his transgression and prohibited by the Pasuk, "Osishavu b'shmi lo shaker," you shall not swear falsely by my name. Achalti v'lo achalti, if he swears I ate or I did not eat, swearing falsely about a past event, Shav is categorized as a vain Shavuos, meaning it's immediately false and prohibited by the pasuk, "Wasisa Hashem Hashem el kelcho shav," you shall not bear Hashem's name in vain. So at the Shavuos Cafe, where one patron said, "I swear I will not eat this muffin," followed by his friend who said, "This muffin should be like that muffin," and at another table, a man was chai for a Shavuos Sheker on the future, while his friend was chai for a Shavuos Shav on the past, a waitress behind the counter was practicing saying Kiddush while attempting to say Zachor v'Shamor b'dibur echad, which reminds us, regarding Zachor and Shamor, the Brises say they were spoken together to teach Nashim Chayavos b'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are biblically obligated in the midst of Kiddush for the day of Shabbos because the simultaneous speaking of Zachor and Shamor teaches Kol sheyeshna b'shmira yeshna b'zichira, whoever's subject to guarding, meaning the prohibited malachos, is subject to remembering, meaning Kiddush. Since women are obligated in the malachos of Shabbos, they are likewise obligated in Kiddush. Dav Chaf Av. So the simmer Dav Chaf Av is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The man who violated two oaths about the past, having driven the car he swore he didn't drive, and claiming it was a boat, which reminds us, Rabbi quoting Rabbi Avo's name, Rabbi Yochanan holds that both Shavuos Sheker and Shavuos Shav refer to oaths about the past. One who falsely swears, "I ate or I did not eat," where the falsehood is not self-evident, is categorized as Sheker. The case of Shav, a vain Shavuos, is one who is Nishba L'shanos as Yadula Adam, swore contrary to what is known to people, meaning an obvious falsehood. For example, that a man is a woman or that a stone is gold. So, the man who violated two oaths about the past, having driven the car he swore he didn't drive, and claiming it was a boat, and was getting lashed because this Shavuos Sheker was similar to a Shavuos Shav, which reminds us, this second version of Rabbi Yochanan was inferred from a statement of Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yochanan said, "A lav she'ein bo maisa, a negative prohibition without an action, generally does not incur malchus with three exceptions, one of them, nishba." Rabbi Avo asked which case of Shavuos Sheker Rabbi Yochanan was including for malchus. One who swears he will not eat and later does eat transgresses with an action and obviously incurs malchus. If one swears to eat and does not eat, Rabbi Yochanan holds he does not incur malchus since it has no action. Therefore, the Shavuos Sheker which incurs malchus must be one who swears falsely about the past, similar to a Shavuos Shav, which is also about the past. So the man who violated two oaths about the past, having driven the car he swore he didn't drive, and claiming it was a boat, and was getting lashed because this Shavuos Sheker was similar to a Shavuos Shav, grew even more distressed when a rabbi told him he had also broken his oath not to eat by nibbling a crumb he found in the car's cup holder, even though the rabbi usually held that the shir for achila is a kazayis, which reminds us, we learned that Rabbi Kiva generally holds one is only chayav for all eating prohibitions when one eats a kazayis, but holds by a shvua, hoyel mefarish chayav, since one who specifies to prohibit even a minimal consumption is liable for it. Stam nami chayav, so one who swears without specifying is also liable for a koshu. This is because a person who swears not to eat may not refer to the Torah's definition of eating, which is a kazayis, but even to minimal eating. Dav chabes, so the simmer dav chabes is a cab. So here goes. The driver from Kosher who cleaned cabs, that must be more on Dav chabes. The driver from Kosher who cleaned cabs, who made a passenger swear that he wouldn't even eat a Kosher in his cab, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan argued, if one who swore not to eat is only chayav for eating a kazayis, three limitations are made about this machlokas. The first one being, Rava says he only argue about bestam, about a non-specific shvuah, meaning where he simply swore not to eat, but mafarish, regarding one who specifies in a shvuah not to eat even a minimal amount, all agree is high for eating a koshu, because mafarish nami kaberi yadami, one who specifies a minimal amount is akin to eating a whole creature, which is liable for a koshu, because his specification gives it significance. So the driver from Koshu who cleaned cabs, who made a passenger swear that he wouldn't even eat a koshu in his cab, and made another swear that he wouldn't eat afar, which reminds us, Rava says that if one swears not to eat and then eats afar, dirt, he's patur from liability because dirt is inedible. Rava asks, if one explicitly swore, I will not eat dirt, how much dirt must he consume to be chayiv? Since he swore not to eat, is a kazayis required, the normal shear for eating? Or do we say, since it's not something which people eat, the shvuah prohibits even a koshu? The question is left unresolved. So the driver from Koshu who cleaned cabs, who made a passenger swear that he wouldn't even eat a koshu in his cab, and made another swear that he wouldn't eat afar, told them that since they swore not to eat, he can't take them for drinks because shtia b'chlal achila, which reminds us, Shmuel said that if one swears shlo ochal, that I will not eat, and then drink, he's chayev. Shmuel said this can be demonstrated either from logic or from a pasuk. If you want to say it's logical, because a person tells his friend, nitomidi, let us taste, meaning eat something, and they go and eat and drink, indicating that drinking was included in his statement. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the reigning Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chaf Gimel. When the reigning Kugelach champs were not to eat or drink during the game, which reminds the Gemara discusses of a shvuah not to eat or drink if shtia b'chol achila. The Gemara explains that a person would be chayv twice if he swore not to eat and additionally swore not to drink, since he revealed his intent that the eating, which he said, referred to eating alone and not drinking. So when the reigning Kugelach champ swore not to eat or drink during the game, and his main competitor swore not to drink wine, oil, or honey, which are considered separate shvuos, which reminds us, we learned that when swearing not to drink wine, oil, or honey, they're considered separate shvuos when the three liquids are in front of him. So when the reigning Kugelach champ swore not to eat or drink during the game, and his main competitor swore not to drink wine, oil, or honey, which are considered separate shvuos, the boy who got out first swore he wouldn't eat nevela or kosher meat the next time they played, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who swore not to eat and ate forbidden foods such as nevelos and trefos is chayiv. This is explained here to be b'mefarish, where he explicitly specified in his shvuah not to eat nevelos. The Gemara objects that the shvuah should still be ineffective since mushba mahar sinayu. He's already sworn from har sinai not to eat forbidden foods. Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan answer, b'kol al dvarim humutarim in dvarim asurin. The case is with one who included in his shvuah permitted items along with forbidden items, meaning he swore not to eat nevelos or eat kosher meat. And since the shvuah takes effect regarding the permitted items, it's also effective for the forbidden items based on the principle of Isser Kolel. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss what the din is if someone ate multiple pieces of Suffolk Chela becoming aware after each eating? That's on Duff. Yutes. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn that according to Reish Lakish, an Isser Kolel only applies by Isra Bama Elav, such as Yom Kippur? That's on Duff. Chavdalad. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss which shvuah violation incurs malchus without an action? That's on daf. Chafala. Good. Number four, which daf do you learn that anyone who does separate from his wife, samach levesta, will merit male children, and some say ha'banim ruim ha'ra? That's on daf. Yudches. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you explain the malchokas of Isser Kol comparing it to an Isser Mosiv, such as one who ate nevela which he had made hekdish? That's on daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we discuss how a shvuah not to eat forbidden foods like nevela takes effect? That's on daf. Chavgimel. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we discuss shvuahs which everyone agrees are chayiv for a kol shehu? That's on daf. Chavbeis. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you discuss how much one has to eat if they swear not to eat afar? That's on daf. Chavbeis. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you learn the one who swears not to eat figs and then swears not to eat figs and grapes would be chayiv twice for eating the figs? That's on daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we discuss when swearing not to drink wine, oil, or honey is considered separate shvuos? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.